kid to get on. You don't need to wait at the star.
720 WGN. It is Dane in Allstate Showcase Studio until 5 a.m. in for Matt Bubala. And on the line with us, we do have, you know, we mentioned, Dino, that we were going to have some in-studio musical situation, you know, a working band member talking about the, you know, life on the road and performances and things like that. We are going to have that. He's not in studio, but he is on the phone right now. It's Ethan Bell of the Ethan Bell Band. Ethan, welcome to WGN.
Hey, thanks so much.
So you guys just got done playing. Talk a little bit about, I know it's an exhausting thing because you've got, you know, all of the gear and, you know, and for a working band, especially, you know, in and around the area, it takes a long time, right? Did you just get off the stage maybe at like midnight or something like that? One? Who knows?
Yeah, 1 o'clock. Yeah, we're near Winnebago, Illinois, playing a place called Hot Rod Nellie's. And had a great show. You know, it's long, like you're saying, and you got late nights. But the playing the show and having a great time is makes it all worth it.
Yeah, that's a great name for a club. Hot Rod Nellie's, I think, was one of the. It sounds like one of the places featured maybe in the Patrick Swayze hit Roadhouse. Dino, what do you think?
It could have been. Yeah. He gave a lot. He threw out a lot of beatings in that movie. Yeah.
So, Ethan, talk a little bit about the band. I know that you guys are out performing live. I know that you got some music. You've got an album and some CDs and stuff like that. Give a little overview to the band and the kind of music that people hear when they see the Ethan Bell Band.
Yeah, sure. We're a top 40 country band from Yorkville, Illinois. We currently are playing like the Quad State area, so we're a lot in northern Illinois. We get out to Wisconsin and Indiana and the Quad Cities, a little farther west into Iowa. And then over the last year, we've been playing in Nashville and kind of going back and forth from there. And we've been working on putting an EP together. We got two singles out right now. And life's going really, really good. So.
That is. That sounds great. Now, where are you based out of? Where's the band based out of right now? You said Yorkville, Illinois was where they were from? Where you're from?
Yeah, that's where I live. Our Johnny and Eric, our drummer and bassist, live in DeKalb, Illinois. And then Brandon lives in Plano. He's our guitar player. So
Yorkville is I don't want to say in a word far, but it sounds far. But so you guys have to travel. You get you know in and get out there to some of these different clubs and you play stuff. And so what is the feedback? I know the country music is as popular now as it has ever been, maybe even more so. And do you to constantly kind of freshen up? Obviously, you've got some originals that you're doing with the EP, but you have to kind of freshen up stuff. And do you ever get music that you're fans of that you get to hear that you're like, oh, okay, it'll be great to kind of build that into the set, like new stuff coming up?
Oh yeah, man! Like I'm a big Walker Hayes fan. I love Sam Hunt, Luke Bryan, Lord Georgia Line. I don't get to see a lot of shows because we're always playing. You know, we've been a band for about 3 years. I haven't gone to a concert since I started playing in the band. So, but you know, I love all the stuff, the new stuff in the format. You know, I feel like country music is, you said it yourself, it's as big as it's ever been. It's big enough now where there's like subgenres, you know? So you have like your kind of poppy top 40 stuff. You've got like your more like classic sounding stuff, you know, like you got guys like Chris Stapleton that are kind of adding this like New Orleans blues kind of stuff, you know, but it's all under that country banner, you know, and you know there's guys like Sam Hunt that are super urban, and so it's a cool genre to be a part of right now because there's just so much creativity and kind of it's like a big melting pot, you know.
Well, three years with the band. Of course, we're talking with Ethan Bell, the Ethan Bell Band. You know, when you have a band, you can name it after yourself. I think you're ahead of the game. That's definitely the way to go. And so you think about it. As far as fans, you're getting fans that are fans of, certainly maybe you're playing some of their favorite country songs and music, but they're fans of the ways that you guys do it, you know? And so what do you see as the ultimate? Is there going to be a time where you're going to kind of want to, you know, branch out and do more just Ethan Bell music and just have you guys doing your own stuff? Are people calling for that? What's some of the feedback?
Yeah, you know, we've been getting really good feedback. So we're taking it in baby steps. You know what I mean? Like, so we just put out our first song, Party Bus, back in July, and or maybe it was June last summer. And it was just a fun song that we play at our shows that our fans like. And you know, we're just taking it real slow, putting out a song at a time, and crossing over into that. You know, like, it's kind of a catch-22 because, like, in a lot of clubs in the area, you know, you can play a lot of shows as a cover band and make really good money. And you know, if you're going to play a show where you're playing all, you know, people like to use the word the original music, you know, the music you wrote or someone else wrote for you or whatever you want to call it. You're selling tickets, you know, and so you need to find a way to make a name for yourself, you know. And so we play like 3 or 4 times a week, playing lots of covers, and we've been able to get into kind of the areas we have because of that. And now we're starting to put out some of our own music, and we already have a good fan base in the areas that we're playing, and we're able to now give them that and also continue to play and consistently. So that's kind of my way of doing that, I guess. But you know, down the road, like we're just going to keep writing, we're going to keep putting music out there, and you know, stuff people like, we'll play more. And the stuff that people don't like, we'll play less.
I don't want to say shrewd, but that sounds like a really smart way to go about it. The people, and we'll recap it for the listeners, is the things that people like, we're going to do more of. Things that maybe people don't like, we're going to cut down on that.
Absolutely right. That's a way to laser focus your music right there, Ethan.
Ethan, so before we let you go, I people want to know, and I know that that they're interested, like how it all starts. Obviously, I'm guessing you've been a music fan your entire life. What were some of those influences that made you say, like, hey, not only do I love music, but I want to do music, and then made you get into the whole kind of, you know, putting the band together thing? Who were the people you grew up on that you really appreciated?
As far as, like, who I listened to, that I enjoyed listening to?
Yeah, your influences, yeah.
You know, it's so, I'm all over the board, man. Like, when I was younger, like, my parents, I listened to a lot of Christian music because my parents were in church, heavy in church a lot. And then my sisters, I grew up with 3 sisters. I was homeschooled. And so I just, you know, had kind of lived in this little bubble. And my older sister listened to, like, NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys a lot. So I kind of got into that and, you know, dug the harmonies and kind of the showiness of their performances and stuff like that. And then when I was like 10, 11 years old, I started making some friends, you know.
Nice.
You know, homeschool kid. And,
not easy to do. You know, the homeschool thing, know, usually, man. The friends would have been the sisters, right?
Dude, well, you know, it's so, like, it's a whole other thing. But I was one of those, like, weird, awkward homeschool kids that nobody wanted to talk to because they're super weird. So, my neighbor, his dad played guitar, and the guy was like into Led Zeppelin and Black Sabbath and AC/DC, and you know, we would listen to Eminem a lot and stuff like that. And it wasn't until I was like 16, 17 that I started listening to country music, because I started playing out, doing acoustic stuff. And my buddy, Woody James, was kind of doing the same thing, and he introduced me to like Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, and like a lot of the Beatles stuff. I got into Beatles, you know, and then I started listening to like country radio and stuff that was out now. And I was like, man, this sounds like all the stuff I already listened to. This is great. You know? So,
you know, what is great to hear is that it is, you know, because a lot of times people just say, hey, you know what? Waylon Jennings, You know, that was it. You know, he's, you know, I heard that, you know, George Jones, boom, that was it. And I knew what I wanted to do. But what you have here is an eclectic blend. I think that's just kind of like a nice, like a
potpourri,
like a stew with a lot of different ingredients. All those are great, you know, kind of musical legends, and they're all kind of built in to what it is that you're doing. And before we let you go, we want to definitely get information where people can like catch up, not only with the, you know, the appearances and all that, where they can online, of course, they can follow all your ventures with social media, because, you know, you maybe have grown up in a bubble with your three sisters, but now that bubble is expanding, and it was over Hot Rod Nelly's tonight. So we want to make sure people can get in there and see us. So, Ethan, give the information how people can keep up with you and follow you and come see you live.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're going to be playing a show at the Sandwich Opera House. It's going to be a 310 person venue. It's a ticketed event, which, you know, we were talking about the idea of, like, you know, what's our whole process? You know, are we doing more of our own stuff? Are we doing more cover stuff? This is a good opportunity to come and hear our music and get exposed to the band in a kind of closed environment where you're going to get to see a show, and it's not going to be loud in a bar, or be distracting, things like that. That's on March 24th. You can get tickets on sandwichopperhouse.org. Nice. Or you can hook up on our Facebook page, and there's links and stuff on there too. But if you're not in that area and you want to come see us somewhere else, you can get on our Facebook page. You go to ethanbellband.com. We're also on Instagram, and we do weird things on Snapchat too. So
Ethan Bell, and the Ethan Bell Band is in his Bell is B-E-L-L, right? It's the traditional spelling.
Yeah.
All right, that sounds great. You know, and the sandwich, I think the Opera House, that is going to be an exciting, for those fans of yours that love seeing you and what you do in kind of that bar setting, a lot of fun. This is going to be a total different departure, I think, for you and the band.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be a very cool experience.
It will be, yeah.
All right. Well, get out there and enjoy it. Now, Ethan, you get home, you get some bed, because you need to get up and perform for the people coming up probably later on this weekend. And of course, coming up, you know, later on in weeks, in the March 24th at the Sandwich Opera House. So stay tuned for that. One more time with the website before we let you go.
Yeah, it's just ethanbellband.com. ethanbellband.com.
ethanbellband.com. And Jess is going to play some of, we're going to use some of your music for the bumpers a little bit later on in the program as well. So appreciate that. And thanks for jumping on the air today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me. It was great.
All right. Thanks, Ethan. Wow. See, that's cool. I wish, you know, sometimes, do you know, were you ever in a band?
No,
even as like tambourine guy, maybe the jugs, the spoons,
play the xylophone.
Washboard.
No, I never played in a band.
Those, I gotta think. Oh my gosh, this is a great time, and so I want to wish him all the luck in the world and with what they're doing. It's exciting stuff. It's great to get out there. It's a double edged sword, right? Because you can make a lot of money playing Garth Brooks covers. Everybody wants that, but there's no future. You can't get your own.
You're not going to get
mojo
to your music
out
that you want to play your, you know, that you've written yourself.
Yep.
And get your fans out to listen to. And cover bands are one thing, but it's always great when you're able to put your own music out there as well.
I think it's like a little bit of both, and then kind of ease into, and as people want more of what it is that you're doing individually, you're going to have that as well. So good luck to those guys. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get more. We should have asked him what his favorite game was, but we'll get into more of your favorite games. 312-981-7200. You can add your thoughts in on your favorite board game of all time, and then we've got some great guests coming up as well. It's Dane and for Matt here on 720 WGN.
I don't want to hold you down. I just want to hold you now.
It's a little low. But you can get the gauge. This is like a soft and kind of sultry.
I like it. He's got a smooth voice.
It tugs at my heartstrings, Dino, in a way that I don't always hear. 720 WGN. It is Dane in the Allstate Showcase studio. And you are listening to Ethan Bell. I'm guessing he's one of the guys singing there, right? It's the Ethan Bell Band. And what he didn't mention is he mentioned, you know, I think the 24th at the Sandwich Opera House. You shouldn't miss that. A unique opportunity to see him and his band there in kind of a a different setting, right? It's not every day that you see a band that plays in bars at an opera house. But also, when it comes to seeing bands that plays in bars, people appreciate that. He's got some things that are a little closer to home. I'm guessing, I haven't, like I said, you know, during the break, I don't have my globe out, but I'm guessing there's more people in the proximity of some of the other shows that are actually coming up before then. And so, Jess, what do we got? Is it the 19th, March 19th at Bub City? That's right over here on Clark Street. That's a great place to see a show.
Actually, yeah, he's doing quite a few shows in Chicago. So March 19th, like you mentioned, he's doing Bub City. So I'm actually probably going to go check that one out if I'm not here.
Yeah.
And then later on in the month, he's playing over at Firewater. Not really familiar with that location, but it's in Chicago. And then on the 31st, he's playing at Old Crow in Wrigleyville.
These are okay.
All good venues to go out and get see him.
Well, yeah, that's awesome.
I think he mentions him. He's in like the Quadrangle, Quad City area. You know, he's out there
all
in Yorkville,
around, Iowa,
and far away. But some of these places are pretty close to the city. So if you enjoy that music, and you want to see Ethan, you can see him live and in person close to the city. And of course, we'll have that up. I think at WGNRadio.com, we'll have some of the information about that as well.